This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Now,
Taylor writes in, he says, Roddy, why do you keep that microphone in front of your face? I find it a little distracting, but enjoy the show otherwise.
How about that?
I moved it because my chiropractor said, Rod, your neck is getting screwed because you're leaning over this microphone all the time. Can you prop it up? My chiropractor is very happy.
Oh, yeah.
You guys aren't. I don't know what to do. Been in radio for 30 years. I never worried about what it looked like.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and welcome everybody to Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. We are on the air in over 1.2 million homes across Canada and the United States. It is hour two of the actual Rod Peterson Show. We were cooking with gas in hour one on Facebook Live. I'm Rod, and he's the co-host, Darren. It's like, I'm Johnny Carson, he's Ed McMahon. Have you gone back and watched any of those old videos yet? Does that mean anything to you?
I know what it means.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
It's awesome. 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 So we got some breaking news to get to that is not the best of news for you sports fans. And I'm going to get to that shortly here. I just want to tell you, coming up, I'm quite excited here to be joined by TSN icon Dave Hodge. And for anybody Darren's age, they only know him as TSN's Dave Hodge. I don't think you know him as CBC's Dave Hodge, do you?
Only because I've seen the clip of the pen.
That's what...
We're not going to go to overtime.
I don't know. Should we ask Dave Hodge about that, if that's what he wants to be remembered for? I don't know. I've been a longtime friend. Longtime fan of Dave Hodge's. I hope after today I can call him a friend. I'm a little nervous that I'm interviewing Dave Hodge. I'm not going to lie.
I love that we can start a relationship because he's a guy, because of that moment... You don't like to see that on the air necessarily, especially if you're running the CBC at the time. But I love that he cares about the industry and about providing a good product for the viewers. That's what it's about. Well, on a show overtime, you've been watching the whole game.
Well, I can say this. Oh,
and we're bringing that. What I'm saying is we're bringing that back.
I feel like I could go for hours with Dave Hodge in that. I remember I think he was removed from being the voice of the Argonauts because the team thought he was too negative. This was like in the early 80s. And Dave said, if they have a problem with what I say about them, they should win more games. And that was 35, 40 years ago.
He's our kind of people.
Yes.
Like, and it's not that like about being negative or critical. Our thing isn't about hot takes, but it's about the love for the broadcasting industry, right? And it's about doing it the right way with the focus being the viewers and the listeners.
So I'll get to that breaking news in a moment. I want to stay on track in terms of let's get to the quick six show topics. Jordan, please. Thank you. I got to say, the Spring League last night, I tuned in for a doubleheader on Fox Sports 1 at the request of Drew Tate. Canadian football fans will remember that name. Two-time Grey Cup champion quarterback, coach with the BC Lions. Now he's coaching in the Spring League. And he wrote me on Twitter and said, Rod, will you watch our game Wednesday night? And quite frankly, I thought it was cute because it reminded me of my nieces and nephews saying, will you come to our games? And I just happened to have the means to watch the game, and I was so thrilled by the 6 hours of football that I watched last night on Fox Sports 1. It doesn't rival at all the Canadian Football League in terms of level of play, but you know me. I went to the Spring League website, looked up all the rosters. They're all 22, 23, 24 years of age. They're kids. And McLeod Bethel Thompson of the Argos came in there and just shredded the Blues, the team that he was playing against. And then the announcers were saying, well, here's a guy with a lot of pro experience. He's been in the NFL for this many years, and he led the CFL in touchdowns last year. And they were right. And why I can watch Fox Sports 1 and you can't is a topic for another time. TSN, frankly, should be, I think, carrying these Spring League games. Why they're not, I don't know. They got five channels. They're carrying what they're carrying. But I was just sitting there watching. All of Canada should be able to watch this right now. But again, out of my control. So anyways, the Aviators, that's McLeod Bethel Thompson's team, beat the Blues 23-17 in overtime on a punt return touchdown. It was quite exciting. And then later on, Drew Tate's Alphas beat Jerry Glanville's Conquerors 22-17. It was a great night of football, and week two concludes tonight. On to point two, Thursday night football. I'm less excited for that. It's the Packers at the 49ers, 7:20 now, our time out here in the West. And all they're saying, because they're missing a lot of players because of COVID, various other injuries, but the NFL is saying the show must go on. What's Jimmy Garoppolo's injury?
I think it's his ankle.
But it's not COVID.
No.
Yeah, so, yeah, they got to play the game. And that's happening tonight anyways. Packers, 49ers. I'm wearing the shirt because I've decided I don't like the Packers. Point three, I believe that there will indeed be a World Junior Hockey Championship. And that's, nobody's saying there won't be, but it's just with COVID wreaking havoc on the sports world, you could see why there wouldn't be if they came out and waved the white flag and said, you know what? We've looked at it and we don't want to put people in jeopardy or whatever. We're not going to have the World Juniors. But that won't happen, I believe, because the World Junior Hockey Championship is Canada's version of NCAA football. There's so much money in it. It's so important to the country, and it's so important to the game that there will be a World Juniors. That's our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Do you agree with that? And what was it? It was over 60% said yes?
It was over 80%.
Over 80% said in hour one. What do we got here in hour two? Has it changed? Da-da-da! The suspense is killing me.
It's
80% yeah, say yeah. And I'm the same. That's why I'm sure all your reasons are the same for voting that way.
Right.
Randy Rath is watching in Manitoba. He says, what is that football league called? Spring League? Yeah. Go to their website, thespringleague.com. I don't think you have to have worked in the pro football industry for decades like I did to know about the Spring League, but maybe you do. I don't know. Go to their website.
Yeah, and it's only being played in the fall because of the pandemic, if right. That's what he's getting at.
So I guess you got to follow along and watch this show because we're going to give you the goods every day. This is the league that's been around since 2017. It only has 5 weeks, and I believe Brian Wood is the founder of it, and he went to Randy Ambrosi this summer, remember?
Yeah.
And said, do you guys want to work together to get a league? And they got a terse thanks but no thanks by the CFL. So they're playing ball, and the CFL isn't. They're apples and oranges in terms of their business model, but there's a lot of long faces in football that there is a spring league and that there isn't a CFL.
Yeah.
Which we can probably later on get into the comparisons between the two. And what can the CFL learn from the Spring League right now? Because I think there's a lot. Moving on to point four, which I could spend the whole day on. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s lost 32 pounds and it's front page news. Literally. Do you have those photos, Clark, that we put up last hour?
Let's see.
If you don't, it's fine. But again, there we are. That is chunky Vladdy, who we all love, and that is new Vladdy. He is Major League Baseball's Jenny Craig. And like he looks ripped there. That didn't even look like him.
I know. See, it looks like he's, I don't know where he is. Probably back home.
Probably in Dominican Republic,
yeah,
I would think.
Back
but,
home, but
he did the interview in Spanish, his native tongue. I don't think he intended for it to become national news in Canada that he lost 32 pounds. And he has apologized to his Blue Jays teammates for showing up overweight. He was at 280 at the start of the season this year. Like, he spent the pandemic doing what we did.
Oh, yeah.
Eat pizza and ice cream.
No kidding.
We're not professional athletes.
No. And, you know, it's good for Vladdy for recognizing it, though, and not letting it get out of control. He could have just been a young kid and just said, you know what? Yeah, I've gained some weight, but whatever. Going to deal with it. Instead, he lost the weight. And now he's putting a focus on, because I think he feels, the fact that he feels some responsibility to do that for his teammates and to be the guy, that's a really good lesson to learn.
There was no way you could have ever told Vladdy, you need to stop eating and work out more. You couldn't have told him until he realized it on his own. And he did. And I'm not even mad at him. And I'm a huge Blue Jays fan and I love Vladdy. I'm not mad at him. He learned. But I don't think he expected this to be the big news that it is. And something just flashed in my mind. You said you never met my dad, eh? When I quit drinking 5.5 years ago, you may or may not remember the Montreal Gazette wrote a story on it. And it was a big deal.
I remember that.
My dad said, if it's national news that you quit drinking, you might have drank too much. And he didn't laugh. You're right, Dad. But it's over now. Point five, which I don't even know why I put it in here. What should the Dallas Cowboys do? Because I answered it weeks ago. That's my team. Wave the white flag, which they're kind of doing that. They're sitting down their third string quarterback this week, Ben DiNucci, which is embarrassing, I think, for him. What's he supposed to do? They haven't won a game without him. We didn't expect they were going to win a game with him. And now they are going to decide between the fourth and fifth string quarterbacks in Dallas. What a disaster. I'm moving on.
Yeah, it's not.
Point six. Just a reminder, our CFL Sim Playoffs division semifinals of our eSports League goes Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern. 9-9 Argos at the 10-8 Red Blacks. Second game of the doubleheader, 9-9 BC Lions at the 10-8 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is an eSports computer video game league. Don't laugh. We've had hundreds of thousands of viewers literally this year, and he and I call it, and we've got major news with that coming up. When can we break it?
I'm hoping by the end of the week.
Like really, but, really, really big news.
But likely next week.
That we're really excited about.
Yeah.
I'm right about that, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be huge.
You can vote for the rock star of the day later on today for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And Darnell, the Dar and Rockstar, dropped off these wonderful mugs today for you and me and the entire crew here. Yeah. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. You can vote for the Rockstar of the Day. Yesterday's winner was Devin Caney of the National Lacrosse League. She's the host down there in Philly. She won yesterday. Today, you'll be voting between Dave Hodge, comedian Kelly Taylor, who was great last hour, and any other zany guests that tickle your fancy. But I wanted to speed up two things. One, I had an extra point. Junior hockey. The leagues are beginning play, Junior A and Junior B, this week with 150 or 100 fans in attendance. And I had a meeting yesterday with the CEO of one of our major sponsors, and he just said, Rod, how are they doing it? How could they possibly do it? So I told him what I knew. And he said, I'm not giving out any huge tales here. He goes, are you dealing with Bill Chow, the president of the league? Have you talked to him about this? I said, I'm leaving Bill alone. He's stressed enough. Believe me, I got enough friends in the league that are giving me information on how they're going to do this. But that relates to the breaking news today. If it's breaking news, it's from The Athletic. I got a notification less than an hour ago. It says, a new study revealed that NFL teams will lose more than $2 billion due to the COVID-19 pandemic, limiting the number of fans allowed in the stadiums. The study, done by Chicago-based sports business intelligence firm Team Marketing Report, also revealed that fan costs are rising across the league. It's just the average cost of your family of four going to a game. It keeps going up every year. That's not breaking news at all. 26 teams had some level of overall fan cost increase in 2020. Again, not breaking news. 26 of 32 NFL teams, their costs continue to go up. So, again, is it breaking news? Is it not? This is just bringing the information to the masses that we all know. The NFL is going to lose over $2 billion. The NHL is projecting, worst-case scenario, a $1.8 million loss. It all feeds into what I said in the commentary on this show yesterday, that these leagues are going to have to find another way to make money that does not include selling tickets. And I know it sounds easy to say, I almost wonder how easy it is for the teams to grasp, because I've had people writing me from across this country in sports saying, I'm not that confident in our leaders that they can pull this off. And I said, well, we're going to find out. The CFL wasn't able to do it in 2020, nor for that matter was the NLL. I mean, this is not pick on the CFL time. We all want them to play. But in the time we have left on this segment, we can kind of bring in, what can the CFL learn from the Spring League? Is this a temporary thing, or is this a moving on for years to come thing? In that, those guys in the Spring League, I mentioned McLeod Bethel Thompson of the Argos, lit it up last night. I watched the game on Fox Sports 1. They're playing for nothing, Darren. They're playing to be on national television and a shot at the National Football League. The CFL first needs to figure out what it is. Are we this major Canadian entity where our top-heavy executives make all the money? Or are we a developmental league for the National Football League, because the Spring League has already said that. It's on the front of their website. We are the only developmental league for the National Football League. They at least know what they are. They're not pretending to be anything major. They're paying these guys hundreds of dollars a game, and McLeod Bethel Thompson of the Argos would rather play there than in the CFL. What can be learned from that?
Yeah, it's knowing what you are is so much more beneficial than struggling to find an identity. But we know the CFL is a bigger league than what the Spring League is. We know it has better players. You know, the talent level is a little higher. I'm hoping that guys like McLeod Bethel Thompson and other players are using this as a opportunity to stay fresh. Right, you know, if the CFL ever comes back, he's got a battle for the starting quarterback spot in Toronto with Matt Nichols.
He wants to go to the NFL.
But he also wants to go back to the NFL. So it's a chance to stay relevant, a chance to stay sharp. And, you know, there's something to be said about doing whatever it takes to get on the field, even if you're not making money. This is, again, what we talked about yesterday. This is unprecedented times, but you need to get creative. And creative isn't, okay, what do we do to get back to doing things the way we've always done them? It's how can we do things differently to be able to play the game?
Jeff, the Stamps fans watching in Calgary, he says, fans pay more because players keep getting more. It has to stop. And hence where we are on day 247 of the pandemic in North America. Dave Hodge will have some thoughts on this and other things. The TSN icon joins us next. Former voice of the Argos and the Minnesota North Stars. This has been the warm-up. You're watching the RP Show, Canada's daytime sports talk show on Game Plus Television Network, Facebook Live, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
It is, and welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you that the Prairie Mobile text line is open. Any questions, comments that you have throughout the program, we invite them at 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer headquartered in Winnipeg. We're going to Toronto now to join TSN's Dave Hodge. And I don't mind saying, Dave, long time, big fan here of yours. Sorry to interrupt you with the phone going off there. I'm a little nervous doing this interview, by the way.
Great time.
But let me ask you this, Dave. Simplest, broadest question. How's your life in pandemic times the last 9 months? How have you made out?
As patiently as possible. Which translates to impatiently. It's been difficult, but other people have had it worse. I live with a wife and a relatively new puppy. That was a difficult decision at my age, at our age. COVID had something to do with it. We're glad we have him to keep us occupied. Otherwise, we'd need a boxing ring in the house somewhere.
Oh, believe me. I know. Wait, my wife's been working in the house, out of the house, and we still might put on the sparring gloves here at some point. But, Dave, listen, I know you heard me mention your history with the CFL. We all know what it is. I want to start there, if you don't mind, because I know you have a deep love for the league. How's it sit with you that they canceled 2020, and how do you see them coming out of this, given what we know about where we're going?
Well, first of all, you're quite right that my affection for the CFL was greater when I was doing games than it is now and in recent years. That's obvious, but I was no fan of a league that didn't exist. In 2020, I don't know that they had a choice. We can debate that forever. Better probably to debate what happens in 2021. I think they are determined to do something, and I understand that. I don't know if I'll like what they do. I don't know if the fans will like it, but the league has to do something, just as all the other leagues have had to do things that weren't acceptable in normal circumstances, but necessary in these. I think there's some opportunity for the CFL to use the absence of a 2020 season as some sort of a positive in terms of a return in 2021. Let's welcome back a league that we have loved for generations, and let's welcome it back the right way. I think the right way is with what I would call some drastic changes to what fans would see, whether they're scattered throughout the stadiums or whether they're watching on television. Much the same as the NHL, I think, was forced to do what it did entering the 2005 season after the lockout. I'm talking about removing the red line in terms of offside passes and the shootout. I think you have to give fans a reason to be intrigued, to be interested. They may not like the changes that you see, but I think it would be a help to bring the league back with more interest than there would be otherwise. Now, your next question is, and I don't have an answer for this either. I'll try a few if you want, but how do you change the CFL to make it more attractive? I mean, part of their deliberations about what to do, they have to talk about how to do it.
Well, the thing is, the product, I feel, is tremendous. Randy Ambrosi came in, tweaked a few small things, and I love the games. I don't think the product needs to change at all. And what I do think, Dave, is next year we're not going to have fans in stands at all. So the CFL's playing, it's going to have to be on television and find a way to make money that way. But would you agree or disagree that the product currently and the players are amazing? It's just not enough Canadians know who they are.
Well, that would be one change I would try to address. I've said for years that player movement in the CFL is a detriment. I think identification with certain players in certain cities used to be very important in this league. You know, players would walk around the streets of any city and be immediately recognized. And now, I know I'm not speaking for Regina, obviously, but in a lot of CFL cities, that would not be the case. Ask anybody who follows sports to name a CFL quarterback, and Bo Levi Mitchell will be the answer 95% of the time. One of the reasons is that, he's a star and a good quarterback and has had great success. The other is that he's a Calgary Stampeder and he has been nothing else. So I think you can change the import rule to give a team more imports, as it were, if they keep certain players for a certain length of time. It gives them an advantage on the field, but it also encourages them to keep their rosters as intact as possible. It's going to be nice for the players to have that leverage in contract talks, but I think it would be important if the CFL could do that. I think encouraging somehow the development of Canadian quarterbacks would be a good idea. I know people have been talking about this for years, but really nothing has been done to make it happen. And I think it would be important. There are some rules that, I would get rid of the single point for the missed field goal and encourage the player in the end zone, if he can, to run it out without any risk at all of being tackled on the 1 yard line. In other words, the ball's going out to the 25 or the 35, regardless of what happens. The team that kicked the ball isn't going to get a point. The guy who catches the ball in the end zone should be trying to come out and run it back all the way for a touchdown. He can try and do that now, but the single point seems to me to be penalizing failure. I don't like 15 yards for a no yards call. It has people, fans going, that's crazy. It was, he was only 12 yards away, and having that 15 yard penalty if it applies, be as stringent as a roughing penalty. And I would, you know, I think the CFL has to consider first game back, if there are fans in the stands, whenever there are fans in the stands, being free. I think imagination is important. And I don't know that changing to, you're going to cringe probably, but I don't know that changing to a metric field and going four downs for 10 meters is doing anything to alter the quality of play on the field other than encourage more offense. And in its best days, the CFL has been a high-scoring league. So go ahead and argue with that one.
No. I'm fascinated that any changes to the CFL for you have strictly been limited to the field for the most part. And listen, I'm the guy that's been saying we should have become a farm league for the NFL 20 years ago. And I faced the firing squad 20 years ago before there even was a Twitter. But I don't think the problems with the CFL are on the field. I think the quality of play is high. I like the product. But I'm game for anything because I think we're very close to becoming NFL Canada, in which case the field size would have to change immediately and probably four downs. But I'll swing something, though. I just think they're facing a perception problem. And I love the reporters, both ESPN's and TSN's version. I was crestfallen when it went away. You were the quarterback of it. And let me ask you, the pressure of hosting that show, because when you talk CFL, we all picked up. And God knows Steve Simmons loved talking about it too. But did you feel that you didn't get much response? So it just seemed to dwindle as the years went along. Less and less and less CFL talk on that show and in the major networks in general in this country.
You know, I'm going to be accused of talking too much to an Eastern audience or to a Toronto audience when we decided what the big topics were. Obviously, the time difference was a factor. Not many people watched us in Vancouver, and as the time changed, as the viewers awoke and moved east, it got better than out west. But you're quite right. I can't argue that the CFL wasn't covered extensively on the reporters. I think we always were looking for a big story that would have made the show regardless of what league it occurred in. And better if it's the CFL. But in terms of the nuts and bolts of, you know, this offensive tackle being injured and the replacement not being able to protect the quarterback in a game coming up between Ottawa and Calgary, no, we didn't do that. And I'm not going to apologize for that, because in half an hour, we had to judge what were the biggest and most interesting stories in the sports world, and I'll underline world. Maybe there should have been a CFL reporters show, CFL exclusively reporters show on the CFL network. That might have made some sense, and I'd have been quite happy to do that.
Are you old school to the degree? I'm dying to ask you what you thought about Steve Simmons breaking the news of Austin Matthews' positive COVID status. Where did you fall on that? Because old school guys like me, I was okay with it. You would know Daryl Davis, I would think, here, Hall of Fame Rough Riders reporter from the Leader Post. He was in favor of it. A lot of people weren't. Did you have an opinion on that?
I hate when I don't have an opinion or when I have two, but I was a bit torn. There is a privacy issue when a player is at home or practicing on his own or working out or whatever. I would have said, obviously, it should have been reported if he had been in training camp or if the season was underway. I don't think the NHL did itself any good in not revealing positive cases during the season. I would have left it to the player to decide whether he wanted to tell the public why he wasn't in the lineup. And I think a player would have been respected for being truthful, and I guess might not have had a lot of support if he was telling stories that didn't sound believable. But in Austin Matthews' case, there was the privacy issue and something. There's some, whether it's a law or a health regulation or whatever, there is one on both sides of the border. They have different names that would protect his argument against the public revealing of his situation. And there's common sense that says he's Austin Matthews. He's a Toronto Maple Leaf. He is getting ready on his own for the season. And it is a matter of public interest. So if I'm forced to choose one or the other, yes, I would respect the freedom of Steve Simmons to report it. But I think there was at least a case to be made the other way.
Believe me, I completely understand it. And I'm sure you don't like having one foot on each side, but you've explained it very well. By the way, just before I let you go, how much time are you spending on the air these days? You obviously enjoy it. You're getting a lot of invitations, or professionally, how's your life right now?
Well, I'm retired until I'm not. Would be the one sentence answer. It's an adjustment, obviously, and it's one that you have to deal with it. And there are days when you can deal with it better than the days when it's difficult. I'll sum it up by saying when the news is hot, you know, when Kevin Cash is walking to the mound in the sixth inning and to take out Blake Snell, and Justin Turner is running out onto the field to celebrate with a COVID positive test on his beside his name. And everybody's arguing both sides of both of those issues. I want to talk about it, but my wife doesn't.
Well, you're like grapes, though. You got Twitter, which
yeah,
I can go
but, with. My Twitter. I'm going to assume you follow my Twitter.
Yeah,
it's strictly. First of all, it's been. I'm consumed by the U.S. Election. I'm allowed to do that. I hate this, you know, from the U.S. You know, what are you doing in Canada talking about what's going on here? And I reply, I'm a citizen of the world, and replying as that and not as a Canadian. But my Twitter entries are based on inspiration, if you want to call it that. Doesn't mean that you have to think, you know, they're inspired. But I need something has to cross my mind, and I have to put it into a couple of sentences and think that somebody's going to get a giggle out of it or get a deeper thought than that. I think the last thing I did was to say, you know, my only understanding of Donald Trump's legal position is that it's illegal to vote for Joe Biden. And, you know, people half laughed at that and half said, you know, it kind of does look like that and come down to that.
Well,
so, I've heard this, you know, stick to sports all the time. And I'm sorry, but some days I won't.
Well, as a guy that's been following your career since the 70s, I'll say this about your Twitter feed. It's you. And I don't think you'll make any apologies for it. But the next time you come on, I hope we can do that, I'd like you to talk about breaking in grapes as the original host you were for Coach's Corner. And I will just say this. At Sherlock Holmes in downtown Edmonton, 2012 World Juniors, I was calling the games on Sportsnet. Dave Moyer, statistician on Hockey Night in Canada, I think you know him, stood up and said, "You are exactly like Dave Hodge." And it was one of the greatest compliments of my life. I'm not sure it would be for you, Dave, but it was for me. So I just wanted to throw that along.
Where did that happen?
Sherlock Holmes, that restaurant in downtown Edmonton, right across from the Westin. You spent a day or two there.
I'm not going to argue with Dave Moyer's assessment of you or me. I'll just say that I said a lot of stupid things that Sherlock Holmes do. And you'd have felt better if it was over lunch at a classy restaurant, I think. But take it for whatever it's worth. And the name Dave Moyer brings back a lot of memories, and so does Sherlock Holmes. And I'll come back and talk anytime about anything. It's been my pleasure, and I wish you continued success. And I'll, the iPad is new, so I think I'm getting this technology. I might as well use it if I understand it.
It worked great, and I should add, it was after midnight, and I think it was the perfect scenario, time and place for Dave to say it. All right, Dave, thank you. Thank you for the time. Stay safe.
Enjoy being with you.
The iconic Dave Hodge joining us from his Toronto home. We'll be right back. We got a sports update coming up, plus viewer takeover. You all love that. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network in over 1.2 million homes across Canada and the United States. Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Still getting comments from our interview with Dave Hodge. Paul Shanks writes in, sure miss Mr. Hodge calling games in the NHL. Mandy in Edmonton says, tell him he can come on the show anytime to talk sports. From Craig Campbell at the Hockey Hall of Fame says, terrific interview with Dave Hodge. I had the opportunity to work with Dave with the Canadian Football Network. Also with Dave Moyer. Dave Moisty Moyer.
Ew.
That's his nickname. Jamie in Halifax says, Dave Hodge has earned a rock star RP show hat for today's terrific interview. Great job, Dave. I wonder if he would wear a Rockstar of the Day hat.
I don't know.
There's only one way to find out.
He's got great hair.
Great hair. Dave Hodge is such a stud. And he hasn't lost it.
No. Man, like, can you imagine me at like 12 years old on the weekend watching TSN, the reporters? Like, no kids are watching. I loved it. It was so great.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Interesting that he says, I'll make no apologies for not talking more CFL. Found that very interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dave Hodge walks around apologizing for much. That's the sense that I get.
Yeah. And he doesn't need to.
No. Nor do I. Sports update. The San Francisco 49ers have shut down their facility after receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19, but are still scheduled to play the Green Bay Packers tonight to kick off week 9 of the NFL season. The team said the positive test came back Wednesday morning, and Bourne immediately went into self-quarantine. The Packers are also dealing with coronavirus issues. Running backs A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams are on the COVID-19 list. So tonight is a game of mix and match. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians David Hearn, Corey Connors, Mackenzie Hughes, and Graham Dillette are in the field for this week's Houston Open, a tune-up tournament for the upcoming Masters. Dustin Johnson will also be teeing it up in Houston. It's his first tournament since recovering from COVID-19. Canadians Brittany Marchand, Maud Amy LeBlanc, and Maddie Zarek all made the cut and will tee off for the third round of the Symetra Tour Championship today in North Carolina. Marchand is the top Canadian at 6 over, 11 shots behind co-leaders Laura Wern and Frida Kinholt. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and drive-through liquor store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. For Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Visit their website at g2gbars.ca to order yours. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Eatery in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see at Wendell's. From Mandy She says, oh, LOL, Rod has a man crush on Dave Hodge. I do. And I'm not embarrassed to say it.
We all have them.
What was the comment from Nelson? It slid off the page. Dang it. It was something about CFL 3.0. And it's interesting where we go. Here it is. You got it? Does the old CFN need to make a return in CFL 3.0, the old Canadian Football Network? You know what we got to do? Bring on Bob Knuckles Irving. That's what we got to do. Because when I think of CFN in the 80s, and you guys weren't even born yet.
Right.
I only remember Knuckles. Ish on the Dave Hodge. My close family and friends will tell you that I'm hockey guy first, born and bred. I could tell you anything that happened on Hockey Night in Canada in the 70s and 80s. Little fuzzy on Canadian Football Network. Knuckles is the guy I remember. And what are you saying, Nelson, that the CFL needs to come up with its own league? My gosh, if there was ever a time, it's now. To get your own channel. You know how to do it. Whether it's hard or not is a different thing.
Right.
But I just think the CFL needs to go way, way off the grid. And that's why I just don't want to impose on their business in that it is their league. Even though guys like Dave Hodge and I that have worked in it for a significant amount of time feel an affinity for it, it's their league. I don't feel comfortable even telling them what to do. I do get this real sense that they want to keep it the way that it is and just struggle to get across the finish line till we see better days or run over that burning bridge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than looking at that burning bridge and doing a U-turn and going around to the next bridge or whatever, taking another direction, they're trying to find a way to get over that bridge to the other side.
Yeah.
And we don't even know if there is another side.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or they're just looking at that burning bridge and saying, oh, that bridge is burning. Guess we're not getting across, as opposed to looking for alternative ways to get around. It's like, oh, guess we're not getting across. Let's go home. Right. It's you got to get creative. You got to find new ways. There's enough content that you could talk about Canadian football 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
I believe it.
But they need the networks, and where I don't think the CFL has acknowledged this and deep down, I'd like to think they know it, but they don't want to say it. They've been let down by the national media in this country. Dave Hodge, you see, I love him, but he just admitted, yeah, we didn't talk as much CFL because we were pandering to an Eastern audience. My term, not his. What did that do for the CFL? You're the rights holder of the games, and you won't talk about it, and you won't apologize for it. I think that's the biggest problem the CFL is facing right now, is perception. It's not, with all due respect to Dave Hodge, the product. Especially after watching the Spring League last night, and I'm thinking, it was good. It wasn't great. The CFL product is great. And the NFL product is excellent. But the CFL product's very close. And how many people know? I know we have to break. We'll be back with Viewer Takeover, everybody, in the overtime segment. Hang on, you're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and please leave us a review. We haven't read any angry reviews for quite some time. I want some. And listen live for Suds Full Service at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It is overtime and Viewer Takeover, and I will get to the Facebook comments in a moment. For those that are watching on Game Plus TV, we are simulcast on Facebook Live, which means our viewers have the opportunity to write in, and that's what makes it a daytime coffee get-together and why we love it so much. But we've got so many comments on the Prairie Mobile text line. I'll reach a few, okay? Ray in Toronto writes in and he says, I remember Dave Hodge doing games on the Canadian Football Network every week with Nick Bastaja. Bring the CFN back. Hodge is your rock star of the day. I'm just going to say, I don't even know who Nick Bastaglia is. Do you?
No.
Ray in Toronto, who's Nick Bastaglia? But we all know Dave Hodge. That's the important thing. And Bob Knuckles Irving, too. DG in Saskatoon says, morning, guys. Nice to see some Junior B hockey talk earlier. Interestingly enough, some WHL players are now trickling down to that level. Just announced the Saskatoon Blades have loaned one of their top rookies, Jaden Weens, to the Carrot River Outback Thunder of the Prairie Junior Hockey League. From Jim Wagner, looking forward to the Sim doubleheader on Saturday. Thanks for all the work you guys and Nelson put into it. Another bucket list interview with Dave Hodge. Good for you, Roddy. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the day. From Jim Wagner. I'm not going to lie. I was very giddy at being able to interview Dave Hodge. And he seemed to like it, too. Jamie in Halifax, and I haven't quite figured this out yet. Hey, RP. Jamie here from the Offside Hockey Podcast in the beautiful province of Nova Scotia. Here it is, dupes. Sunday, NFL football, Titans versus Bears. You're the Titans fan. I can only assume he's the Bears fan.
That's right.
The winner will receive the following. If the Titans win, you'll get a Hobo Donuts gift certificate and a lucky viewer Rams 50-50 donation and Titans merchandise. If the Bears win, his team, he gets Saskatchewan Rough Riders winter hat, 50-50 donation from you, and a rock star of the day hat. That's what he wants.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah,
that's not that big a deal.
I'm okay with that.
Now, who's going to win?
It won't be close.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's not going to be close.
Bears are going to whitewash him?
No, they're not. Didn't you hear? We fixed our defense over the weekend.
Ray in Toronto says, Nick Bastaglia, a former offensive lineman with the Argonauts. Thank you for that. And how foolish of me that I didn't know. It's just interesting, as I spent 20 years in the CFL and I never met the guy, never really heard about him. Donald Mitchell, it just slipped off the screen. Are you able to find it, Clark, or not?
They talk about the broadcasters not putting in enough effort. They'd rather just play old NCAA
Donald,
games.
I think our broadcasters are lazy and won't put in the work to make Canadian sports a priority in Canada. Easier to show NCAA simulcast than U of R versus U of S. This is one thing that I know. We have our show over here on Game Plus TV Network. We're very happy to have it. We're growing immensely all across the country, and how TSN does things, and for that matter, Sportsnet, is frankly their business. We certainly can't control it. We're working with the leagues. We're establishing great relationships. And I like the fact that I'm not governed by the CRTC, not professionally, personally, and that I can watch Fox Sports 1 last night and a Spring League doubleheader and watch my CFL friends. I'm happy to have that right. I really think that some Canadian network should be picking up the Spring League games because it's good entertainment. I don't know whether it's cheap or not. I'm guessing that it is cheap. I don't know. But if you wonder why the profile of Canadian sports has just gone, phew, blame the networks more than anybody. No?
Yeah, I would think so. The networks drive interest. They drive, the fans. But it's also a little bit of a problem for the teams, too, because they want to control all of the media information, right? They want to have their own media entities on each team, produce their own content, which is great, but what they've lost sight of is working with the bigger media to have more people talking about you, right? They feel like the teams can get all those views into their websites and into their own traffic and their own social media and then sell advertising on it and use that as a revenue stream, which is smart. But now you're only attracting the fans you have. You're not using these other networks to build new fans in,
yeah,
which creates interest, which makes the networks want to broadcast
teams,
their games.
Teams not making their personnel available,
yes,
to shows because of perceived sponsorship conflicts.
Exactly.
Which is short-sighted and in some cases petty, but not every case.
But for the most
part. And Donald Mitchell says, I wasn't dissing your show, Rod. I know that. I'm just saying what the networks do is their thing. We do ours. We'll see you tomorrow for a Football Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern, right here on Game Plus. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.